Hey, everybody. This is Helping Friendly Podcast, another quick hit. This one for the Forum in Inglewood, California, aka LA, for 7/22/2016. We are on with special guest and host Brad is there.
Yes.
He's at the show. Hey, Brad.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Those are airplanes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So, did you have a good time last night?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, after Wednesday, after that whole run, I guess, I honestly, and this is, you know, RJ would be proud of me, I just had no expectations.
That's the way to do it.
What were they going to do? They weren't going to top it. They weren't going to do it again. So you take what they give you, and, you know, it was really fun. It was an L.A. show. I've seen them there a handful of times now in L.A., right. And, you know, it's pretty standard. It's Trey showing off. No deep grooves, no deep jams, but lots of well-played rock and roll.
That's cool. And you're going tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on our way.
So you'll have that. That'll be awesome.
Well, last show, kind of the last show of the tour, and I feel like, you know, we're going to probably get a tweezer, right? I mean, it's pretty appropriate.
Well, tweezer or not, I definitely think that it seems like last show of tour for me. They're all going home between now and lock-in. It's not like they're
going to be
in the bus or hotels or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, tour's done.
Hopefully let it all hang out.
Yeah.
I've also called an Esther. I've called it since the beginning, since I bought my tickets. So we'll see.
I've been calling an Esther ever since last time I saw it, which I don't even remember. So
awesome. So, yeah, I mean, last night, just generally, the Forum is okay. It's like a big parking lot. They set up a little, like, fenced-in shakedown that's not very big. It was pretty hot yesterday in L.A., SoCal. So people were just kind of lounging around, nothing too crazy going on. The Forum is just, like, unuser-friendly. So if you got floor tickets, you got to go through a special place. If you got seats, you got to go through another different entrance.
Oh,
they don't
wow.
really tell you which is which. You can't go from floor to seats without going outside. There is, like, you know, because of the drought, I think they just, like, took all the water fountains out. So you have to pay, like, $4 for a bottle of water unless you find one of the hidden low-pressure water fountains. It wasn't too hot inside. They had it pretty cool when you first walked in, but, you know, eventually by the end it was pretty sweaty on the floor. Pretty good crowd. Not like super – it wasn't packed, but it was full. There's definitely – it was full. Looked up at the seats. There was only, like, a few corners that were a little bit empty. Otherwise, the place was rocking and people were having fun.
Very cool.
I feel like it was a Saturday show on a Friday. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully you'll get a Sunday show this Saturday.
So. Yeah, on a Saturday. So nothing crazy in the second set. First set, there were some fun songs. I thought they were all really well played. You can tell the difference between the beginning of the tour and now.
Yeah.
They seem to be locked in with each other. They're really all pocket. It seems like they all know where the other one's going, and Trey's hitting the notes. A few flubs. Nothing blew me away.
Happens.
You know what I mean? You know my feelings on Mule. Especially
right.
in the middle of a second set. I mean, I guess the Lumina kind of adds a little different element, but it's still just kind of the same drawn out thing for me. And it's never like a highlight for me, but otherwise, you know, rock and roll into YEM at the end is cool. And that encore was really long. It seemed like they played for a long time. We got out of there about 12:30, I think. So
there was a huge set break too. Like,
yeah,
really
yeah, yeah, yeah. We, went outside, went upstairs, saw some people, and went to the bathroom, the whole thing. And I'm like, you know, you're not really paying attention to time then. But eventually I was like, what a second. It's been a while. So,
right.
Good times. Saw some good Twitter friends. Passed out some stickers.
Excellent.
Saw the real Mike Ferg, who's an awesome guy. He's got a cool sticker that says, my other vehicle is a sample opener, which is awesome. And he almost got it last night. It was pretty close. Second song.
Yeah.
So after the MoMA.
Well, that is pretty close, but
yep.
Better to get the MoMA first.
Yeah, yeah.
First Paul and Silas. I have to talk about the Bluegrass song. So first Paul and Silas in 3 years.
Was it 3 years? Yeah, that was really exciting. Good stuff.
That was October 20th, 2013. That's Hampton, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Right before that tweezer.
Right.
Exactly right. Second set.
So that one was fun.
Yep.
So, yeah, I enjoyed what I heard last night. I didn't stay up for the encore because West Coast is really far away, apparently.
Yeah. And like I said, they played late. I mean, it was, I think they played until 12:30 maybe.
Wow. Yeah. I was done by 3.
Yeah. Makes sense. We're old men, you know?
So, what are we going to play them? What do you think we should,
Let's do the Paul and Silas. I mean, there's no real second set highlights. I'm sure there are. I haven't, gone back and listened to it with a,
I enjoyed the waves when I was listening to it.
Yes.
It was groovy. I'm sure the waves were bummed out by Caspian, but whatever. I'm not.
No, it wasn't bad at all. The Caspian was not bad. The waves seemed to me to be like a crowd pleaser. Like Trey was kind of, he laid back on it and it was really groovy and nice. So
that's the first one of tour, I think, too.
Let's do the waves.
Okay. Let's do that. All right.
Good.
Cool. Brett,
it's kind of chill.
A great day today and a great
Thanks.
Show tonight.
Yes, hopefully, and if anybody's listening and down on lot in Chula Vista, hit us up on Twitter or whatever, and I'll get you a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Something real sweet. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, you have a great time.
All right, man.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Bye.